This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Boy, we're getting into the period of October that normally should be leaf watching time here in southwest Iowa.
Yeah.
Usually about the second to third week of the month, it's usually the best time to watch leaves make the change. You know, a lot of folks like to make trips around to their favorite locations to see all the bright fall colors. I was visiting, though, with Laura Canning, the Cass County naturalist, here recently, and she said that she and some of her cohorts were saying that because of the weather conditions, because it's like 80 degrees this weekend yet, and it's not supposed to be, that it could be a little later than normal. It might actually push back closer to the third to the fourth week of the month.
Oh, geez.
Kind of depending, so.
All I'm thinking about, how cold is it going to be when I'm out there trying to rake up leaves?
Well, I guess there's that. I guess the way I was looking at it is the same way I look at it in spring. When you get into the springtime and all of a sudden, like say in February, you get a couple of nice days, you know, temperatures in the 50s or something. And I guess, some people look at it and say, yeah, but it's going to get cold again. I look at it as that's 2 days I can check off the calendar. We're that much closer to spring.
Getting there, yeah.
And I guess in the fall, I kind of look at it somewhat similar that way, that because I'm not a big cold weather fan.
Me neither.
The snow I can deal with. You can move snow, but I can't do much about the cold. The older we get, we just don't like the cold that much. But you know, if it's supposed to be colder this time of the year and it's not, I guess I just look at it as, well, look, it's shrinking winter.
That's a good idea.
I'll take nice days.
Yes.
I'm okay with that. But a lot of folks are getting ready to do their trips around, though. But did you notice gas prices have gone up again?
Really?
Seems like about 20 cents or so, 15, 20 cents they've gone up here in the last, week, 10 days, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of disappointing, although
definitely.
I did read an article. Well, oil prices have been, bouncing around, but I did read an article the other day, though, that they were predicting by the end of the year the gas prices could get down close to about $2 a gallon.
I'd be happy with that.
I'd be plenty fine with that.
Especially around Christmas time.
I was going to say, especially around the holidays.
Yes, please. Bring it on.
Absolutely. That'd be just fine. So, yeah, I hope that kind of plays true. Of course, that's just people's projections.
Yeah.
So we hope that plays through anyway, because it'll make for such a much easier, trip home to grandma's house or wherever you happen to be going during the holidays, because nobody goes over the river and through the woods anymore. We all go across the interstates.
Yeah.
So. It's a lot easier that way. Halloween is what? About 3 weeks away?
Yikes.
So have your children, because you have young children, have they picked out their costumes yet? Do they know what they want to do this year? Because that's a big deal when you're young.
We have known what we are going to be for quite some time, but somebody hasn't been getting it together. That would be me.
Oh.
Well, we haven't really... Me and Mike haven't decided exactly what we're going to be yet, but the kids are going to be He-Man and She-Ra.
Okay.
So, and I cannot find a costume for the life of me for either one of them.
Really?
So it's almost looking like my mother might have to help me sew something together and figure stuff out. So hopefully I can make it happen. I remember going to She-Ra when I was a kid. Those nice, plastic that you can't breathe or see-through masks and that plasticky cape and costume. Yeah, you can't find those anymore unless you want to spend like $80 on eBay.
I have a general idea from the titles, but I don't even know what He-Man and She-Ra are.
You don't?
I don't
know
that
goodness.
I've ever seen a picture or anything
really?
Like that. Are they cartoon characters or something?
Yeah, they're cartoon characters. I used to watch them when I was a kid.
I assume they're superhero type things? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I hate to admit my ignorance, but if it's not Bugs Bunny, I'm not too certain what you're talking about when it comes to the cartoons. So.
Yeah, so I loved that show when I was growing up and... So we're not sure what me and Mike are going to be. We're thinking maybe Mike can be Skeletor and I'll be this Red Witch. I'm not even sure her name right now. But
so you guys do it up as a family.
We did last year. We did the Scooby-Doo gang last year.
Wyatt,
that's right. Wyatt was Scooby-Doo and Brianna was Daphne and I was Velma and Mike was Fred.
So you were wearing the goofy glasses.
I was.
Nice.
Yeah. I had a turtleneck skirt.
Mm.
It was, orange and red, that matches so well together, but that's what she wore, so... We were pretty close. But
my question is, if you had to play Velma, did you learn how to spell jinkies?
No, I didn't.
I don't even know what that means, but she used to say it all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, we still watch a lot of Scooby-Doo in the house.
Hmm.
That's like the number one cartoon to go to.
I would have figured since, you know, both of your children now watch their dad drive the mud truck and they both have their own little electric vehicles that they'd probably just say, that's good enough. We'll go as mud draggers.
That'd be nice because we usually end up having to carry them for part of the walk. So
that would work. Of course, the problem with that is you'd get as far away as possible from your house and then the batteries would go dead in those things.
That would be our luck.
And then you'd have to push them all the way home.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, that doesn't
maybe we'll throw that idea out.
No, not much fun.
No.
Not much fun at all.
No.
Do the kids enjoy that, though? Well, first of all, you got four of you out in costume.
Mm-hmm.
You and Mike don't actually go up to the door expecting candy, do you?
No.
Well, I'm just asking. You never know.
No, we don't bring our own little baskets or anything. But no, last year it took Wyatt a while. We went downtown, and he did great with that. But then we started going to house, and he didn't really want to go up there to the doors. I think he's a little scared, and even if we tried to go with him, but he finally got back into it and got excited about it. And Brianna, we pretty much just carried her. She was in the stroller. So this year, I think she's going to have fun with it.
There's no reason to be shy. They're giving you candy.
Right.
Giving.
That's what we had to keep reminding him.
And candy. Those are two good things,
right?
Yeah,
we said, all you have to do is go up to the door, say trick or treat, and they give you candy. I don't want to. It's like, okay. Come on, I want candy, Wyatt.
Yeah, no kidding. Mama's got to have her some candy. Go collect.
Well, let's go.
Way to use your kids. Because you're the first one to ever think
right,
of that.
Exactly. Just being honest.
I just can't imagine the kids not wanting to go up and take free candy.
I know. So we'll see this year, hopefully.
He does like to eat candy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We haven't done it recently. I've tried to avoid, not remind them about it, but for a while there, every day we'd come home, I want some candy, because we'd have a bucket of Parade candy and all that stuff. So I try to keep bringing it out to the office so you guys can help me get rid of it so I can finally say, there's no more candy. Not there yet.
Yeah, and we appreciate it because in this business we tend to sit on our rear ends most of the day. And our rear ends continue to expand because Stacy keeps bringing us candy.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's just kind of,
Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, we're going to have to start
taking
breaks.
I'm not hearing anybody complaining, though, either.
Go out and run around the building a couple of times to get a little exercise.
Yeah.
Do something anyway. Well, that's just that. And that's not too far away. Now's the time to be planning and, preparing. And if you're really going to be creative and make your own costumes, you don't have a whole lot of time to do that. So I don't remember doing too much of that when we were kids. We didn't usually go out and buy costumes. We usually made something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was usually something standard, We'd roll up some socks and put them in our...
For shoulder pads and stuff.
And put a helmet on. We'd be a football player, because we didn't have shoulder pads and stuff. Or I know one year I made a bat costume just with an old sheet. And it was a white sheet, and Mom helped me. We actually dyed it black.
Oh.
And then we had to cut it out and stitch it together and stuff to make the little, the wings and whatever else, and a little mask type thing, over your head, and, look like a kidnap mask with holes in it, but,
hey, it worked.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It did the job, but, we were so proud of that because we actually worked on that.
Right.
We did that.
I don't think a lot of people do that really anymore.
Yeah, I know that. But those costumes, I remember when we were really young and we did wear some of those, like you're talking about, with the plastic masks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so uncomfortable.
Yes.
I mean, I just remember always sweating underneath them. Your breath just comes right back at you, and you can't see very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore glasses from the time I was in second grade. So, good luck with that.
Right.
Wearing one of those plastic masks when you wear glasses, you can't fit them under and you can't fit them over. So it's kind of,
As usually as you're walking up the door, then you can put your mask down and stumble up there.
Somebody make sure I don't trip over the crack in the sidewalk, please, because I can't see where I'm going kind of a thing. They were never comfortable.
I know.
They always look good in the package.
Oh, well, yeah.
And they seem like a great idea, but of course they're much better made now than they were back then too. So that probably makes a difference. But yeah, it's all for fun and candy, for Stacy. So,
right, exactly.
We do what we have to do to keep everybody happy, right?
Maybe I can get Brianna to do it for me. So.
There you go. See how easy that is?
Yeah.
See, it's not going to be too many more weeks. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness.
A real adult holiday where we enjoy real treats. Turkey, dressing, stuffing.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah, that can't get here fast enough, actually. That would be okay. I'm good with that holiday. The candy, it's good once in a while, but the older I get, rather have the steak. Thank
what's
you very
your,
much.
What's your favorite candy? What did you always look forward to?
Twix.
Twix?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was always Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. But anymore, anything with peanut butter and chocolate. And I'm happy. And 100 grands. Those are good, too. I didn't get those once in a while.
My favorite candy is the free kind.
Yeah.
Any candy that's like free, I'm good with
I shouldn't have been so picky, huh?
Yeah. No, not really. Did you ever have anybody on your block who would like hand out like fruit, like an apple or something? Or
yeah, I do remember getting that once in a while. I remember going to one house every year. They either did like popcorn balls or sometimes they did popcorn balls and a can of pop. So that was pretty cool, you know, every year getting a whole can of pop. And it wasn't just, you know, back then they didn't have the small ones. It was a nice regular size one and popcorn balls.
We actually, a friend of ours up the street, he actually, he was just wanting to goof with people. But I know one year they didn't buy any candy or anything. His mom and dad were out of town for something. And so it was just them. They were, you know, teenagers and stuff. And kids were coming to the door and he didn't know what to give them. So he was giving out like raw eggs. Just an egg. Here's an egg. You know, he'd drop an egg in their basket. Then at one point he grabbed a package of bologna slices and like, here's a slice of bologna.
Just turn your light off so the kids don't come up.
I was going to say,
I'm thinking, solution.
And he's telling us all about it. And I thought, you know, you thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. And remember, it's trick or treat.
Yeah.
So if you don't do the treat, you might not like the alternative.
Yeah.
Just never know.
Probably traumatized some kids, too.
Yeah.
I bet they didn't get a lot of trick-or-treaters the next year.
Well, I wouldn't want to be the kid who had a raw egg dropped
all over your candy.
My thing, and it actually broke open, and that wouldn't have been good.
No.
So anyway, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Just don't do that. It's supposed to be fun. All right. Anyway, it's not Halloween yet. We've got plenty more things to do. You know, I mentioned apples, and we did have somebody up the street who every year, that's what they would do, that big fresh red apple. We actually liked it. It wasn't the worst thing in the world. We had people that would put money in your bag.
Ooh.
Never enough, but money in your bag, you know. But, you know, fall, one of the things about fall is apple season.
Yes.
It's. I mean, we harvest corn, we harvest beans, but apple harvest is this time of the year, too. And I was reading an article in Health Magazine that was written by a registered dietitian in New York City who specializes in fruits and vegetables, that type of thing. Anyway, she listed the best kind of apples as far as she's concerned. First of all, for snacking, she says Honeycrisp.
Okay.
Best apples, as far as she's concerned. They're juicy, they're crunchy, bright red skin, crisp flesh, predominantly sweet, a little tartness. Great for snacking by itself, but you can also enjoy it with some other things, too. The Mutsu or Pippin, she said, was best for baking. The yellow Mutsu apple is perfect for dessert, salads, and cider. Cooking brings out the apple's mild, spicy, sweet flavor. And they grow quite large. So actually, an entire pie might only require as few as 3 or 4 apples.
I've never even heard of those.
I haven't either. Mutsu. And I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Mutsu, whatever. Pippin is another. Hard, crisp, pale green apple with a creamy, aromatic white flesh. It has a sweet, tart flavor with a little bit of a hint of spice and pine. And she said it makes it great in pies, muffins, cider, things like that. Plus, the pippin stores well. They said that its flavor actually improves over time in cold storage.
Hmm.
So, also, if you're looking for a savory apple, Granny Smith. Easy to spot a Granny Smith. Bright green skin. Inside has a firm, snappy bite with the flesh inside. With a bracing, tangy tartness that's slightly spicy. Granny Smiths are popular for snacking, but a lot of folks use them in recipes. A lot of things I've enjoyed with the Granny Smith apples in them. If you're looking for something for a salad, she says Ginger Gold is a sweet, tangy, juicy apple that's a tasty cross between a pippin and a golden delicious. Smooth, green-yellow skin, a faint red blush. Ginger Golds are also good for snacking and cooking. Has a mellow flavor. Makes a great applesauce, too. It's a good choice for salads because the flesh doesn't brown quickly after you chop it up, like some less acidic apples
do. Yeah, what do you do about that?
Well, you choose the right varieties. That's what you do.
Duh.
And if you're looking for, like, she says, sweet smoothies, Pink Lady or Gala apples. Pink Lady, green apple with pretty pink blush outside and crisp fleshy inside that's tart with a hint of honey sweetness that bursts with a fizz-like flavor. Gala apples have a distinctive red, orange, yellow striped skin, and inside the flesh is firm, mildly sweet with a subtle hint of vanilla. And she says either would pair nicely with, for example, sliced avocado, or maybe you blend them with some green, some leafy greens for a refreshing, nutrient-packed green smoothie.
Hmm.
Or a light and healthy fall dessert cup. mix them with like chopped apple, sliced banana, maybe some cinnamon, that type of thing. So, and if you're shopping and storing for storing apples, to get the most nutrition and fiber, eat your apple with the skin on. We already knew that, right? Also, storing apples in the fridge in a plastic bag away from strong odors will help keep them crisp and flavorful for several weeks. Of course, we have those little crisping drawers, too.
Yeah.
And then go for firm, shiny, smooth-skinned apples with their stems intact. They should appear clean and smell fresh. They shouldn't be, like, earthy or musty, which that doesn't even sound good anyway.
No.
And actually, I was looking at another article. They said that according to surveys and studies they've done, the Centers for Disease Control, apples are the most popular fruit among children. So find the right apple, you'll actually get them to eat some fruits.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing, right?
No kidding.
Perfect. All right. Well, anyway. Okay, that's done. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I know you got a big list of things going on. We'll go over that right after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right. Time to get after some real business here.
Yes.
I know you've got a big list there, don't you?
I do. There's lots of stuff going on. And coming up on Sunday, October 11th, which is my birthday, by the way.
Hooray! Nothing like a little self-promotion.
Yeah, why not? There's a benefit pancake breakfast for Heather Hall. It's on October 11th from 10 a.m. to 2. That will be held at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. It's all-you-can-eat pancake, sausage, and drinks for a free will donation. Also, a bake sale and silent auction will be held. Heather, a resident of rural Guthrie County, lost her home, pets, and all of her belongings in a house fire on September 22nd. So you can go out to the benefit pancake breakfast for Heather Hall on October 11th from 10 a.m. to 2, and that's at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. In Griswold, it's the Griswold Fire Rescue Station's Omelette Breakfast. That's on October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Griswold Fire Station, and that's also for a free will donation, and all proceeds from that go towards the building fund. They'll also have a drawing for a Polaris Ranger and trailer, and that will be held at 1. So at the Griswold Fire and Rescue Station for their Omelette Breakfast on October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon, and that's at the Griswold Fire Station. An open house will be held at the Cass County Farm Bureau office on October 12th. Cass County Farm Bureau members and friends are welcome to stop by and get acquainted with Tom Gross, Cass County Insurance and Financial Service Agent. They'll be serving hot dogs, chips, cookies, and drinks from 11 till 1. Again, that's an open house at the Cass County Farm Bureau office on October 12th, and that's from 11 a.m. to 1. October, as most people know, is the National Pork Month, and in recognition of this, Charlene Johnson will present a cooking program entitled A Day in the Life of Pork at the Walnut Public Library on October 12th at 7 p.m. She'll prepare some of her favorite recipes that demonstrate how pork is a delicious choice for meals any time of the day from breakfast through supper. Everyone is invited to attend and enjoy Charlene's wit and wisdom about cooking and sample the dishes she prepares. No one should leave hungry, and you can call the Walnut Public Library at 784-3533 for more information. Again, that's Charlene Johnson with a cooking program titled A Day in the Life of Pork at the Walnut Public Library on October 12th at 7 p.m. The Atlantic Trees Forever meeting is coming up on October 12th. That will be held at 7 p.m. at Boulders and in Suites here in Atlantic. Salem Lutheran Homes and Rehabilitation Center's Sunshine Mission Bazaar will be held on October 13th. That will be held at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. They'll be serving their meal from 5:30 to 7, and then the auction's at 6:30. Donations of theme baskets, baked goods, or handcraft items would also be greatly appreciated. All proceeds go to assist the therapy expansion project, dining room remodel, and new flooring. So the Salem Lutheran Home and Rehabilitation Center's Sunshine Mission Bazaar will be held on October 13th at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. In Atlantic, St. Paul's Lutheran Church is having their annual rummage bake sale on October 15th. That is from 10 a.m. to 5. You can come find treasures of every kind. And they do ask that you please use the east side main entrance. Again, it's St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, their rummage and bake sale on October 15th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then just use that east side main entrance. Trees Forever and Alliant Energy are excited to support the Messina Hillside Harvest on their project in the community garden. A grant for $1,000 has been awarded to the Messina Hillside Harvest Market from Alliant Energy and Trees Forever, and the city of Messina is matching that amount with the agreement that up to 2,000 or 50 trees or shrubs will be planted in the community garden. So they're looking for volunteers to spend a few hours helping to plant all these trees, and the Trees Forever will be providing education on the importance of trees and the care to ensure their survival for years to come. So they ask that you come out and join them on October 17th, starting at 10 a.m., weather permitting. If it's not good weather, they'll do that on October 18th, and they'll have some drinks and snacks provided. Fall Festival Carnival fundraiser to be held at St. John's Christian Preschool will be held on October 17th from 4 to 6. They'll be selling tickets for carnival-type games. They'll even have a bake sale, and a meal will be provided for a free will offering, so it's fun for families of all ages. Again, it's the Fall Festival Carnival fundraiser to benefit St. John's Christian Preschool on October 17th from 4 to 6. St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic is hosting Keepers of Faith and Table of Mercy on October 18th. At 9 a.m., Keepers of Faith, a Hawaiian a cappella quartet, who usually perform in large auditoriums, will be sharing their ministries with the community for a love offering at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And then afterwards, Table of Mercy will be hosting a pancake breakfast, so you can come out and enjoy a wonderful morning at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic for Keepers of Faith and Table of Mercy on October 18th, and that starts at 9 a.m. Exira Park Board Committee is having a spaghetti supper on October 18th. They'll be serving from 11 to 1. That is for a free will donation, and they'll be serving spaghetti with Bart's Barn Burner sauce, breadsticks, garlic bread, coleslaw, dessert, and drink. All proceeds from that will go to the Christmas light display, activity sign, programs and activities, maintenance and improvements to Exira Parks, provided with the support of Exira Lions, Leos, and Masons. Again, it's the Exira Park Board Committee, their spaghetti supper on October 18th, and then serving is from 11 a.m. to 1.
Very good. I have a few other things here to share with you also. Some of them this weekend, including the roast beef dinner at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. That will actually be held at the Adair Community Center this Sunday, October 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable salad bar, roll and butter, and then there's pie for dessert. $8.50 for adults and $5 for kids 5 to 12. Under 5 are free, and they do have carryouts available, too. Just call ahead for that. That's this Sunday, October 11th, at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Roast beef dinner at the Adair Community Center, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the time on that. Also this weekend, the Shelby Volunteer Fire and Rescue hosting an open house and pancake breakfast on Sunday, October 11th. That's from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Shelby Fire Hall. They're serving pancakes, sausage, biscuits, and gravy along with a drink. $6 adults, $3 children, 12 and under. Also saw the Harlan St. Michael's Fall Festival is this Sunday, October 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Staley's Roasted Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings is on the menu. $10 for adults and children 10 and under, $5. Carryout are available as well. Raffle items include a queen-sized quilt, some Hy-Vee gift cards, Fairway gift cards. There's paddle wheel, a cakewalk, a country store. Everyone is welcome to the Harlan St. Michael's Fall Festival this Sunday, October 11th. Also coming up on Wednesday, October 14th, the Harvest Bazaar and Luncheon will be held at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, the church women sponsoring that. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., they have a turkey casserole, salad, rolls, harvest cake, and beverage. $10 is the cost of tickets. Carryout tickets available as well. And you can buy your tickets in advance from church members or the church office. They have a baked goods and craft sale opening at 10:30 a.m. And they'll have quilts made by ILC members for sale as well. That's the Harvest Bazaar and Luncheon event at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, the church women sponsoring that in Harlan. That's Wednesday the 14th. Also coming up next weekend on Saturday the 17th of October, the Canby Friends Church will have its supper and bazaar at the Adair Community Center. Serving starts at 5 o'clock. It's chicken, ham balls, salads, and pie on the menu. Carry out and delivery are available. Just call the community center after 4 o'clock for that. And they're asking for your free will offering. And they have Can Be Friends cookbooks available for $7 each as well. Those are always popular. Auction starts at 6:30. That's next Saturday, October 17th, the Can Be Friends Church Supper and Bazaar. And again, that's going to be held at the Adair Community Center with serving starting at 5 o'clock. And they hope to have a big crowd there for that. Also, an event coming up, a couple of events coming up a little further down the road. We mentioned Halloween isn't too far down the road. Well, the Cass County Conservation Board is sponsoring a Hunters of the Wild Halloween hike on Saturday, October 24th. Tons of stuff going on Halloween and around that weekend, so they're going to do it the week before to kind of lessen the clutter in your life. Kids can get out and have a good time without trying to be so rushed on Halloween night. So what they're doing is they're going to have this deal on the 24th. You'll follow a trail where your hunt in the wild will start. It's at 7 o'clock. Small groups will be departing from the Camblin edition of Sunnyside Park every 10 minutes. Kids 12 and under are encouraged to arrive early. Get your faces painted up. The last group will leave at 8:10. Now, all hikers are welcome to enjoy some free tasty treats and warm drinks after their hike is over. Now, the purpose isn't to scare or frighten folks, but to educate and entertain people of all ages. Pre-registration is necessary for this event. It is free, but you need to call the Conservation Board office at 712-769-2372, or you can email Laura Canning at lcanning@cascoia.us. Make those reservations. So get your group together, call, leave a message. How many people will be there, what time you'd like, and they'll try to get work with you as best they can. They also need some volunteers to help out with that event, if you can help them out. And also another event that's coming up a little further down the road, Tuesday, October 27th, the Civil Air Patrol here, the Composite Southwest Iowa Squadron, will be hosting an e-waste event. We all have e-waste, old computers, components, cell phones, those kinds of things, tablets, sitting around the house we don't use anymore. Yeah. You're looking to get rid of them. They can help you with a lot of that stuff. Now, they can't take kitchen items. It's not a just whatever, you know, type of throwaway thing. They can't take the white goods, stuff like that. But the electronic waste they will take on Tuesday, October 27th from 4 to 8 p.m., and that'll be down at the American Legion building here in Atlantic at 201 Poplar Street. It's free. There's no cost for disposal unless you have those old monitors, TVs that have the CRTs in them, the cathode ray tubes, the big fat ones.
So basically not the non-flat screen.
Yeah, things. Anything that's not a flat screen, $5. That's all.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Per item to get rid of them. Otherwise, everything else is free. So, yeah, they want to do something nice for the community and raise awareness of the Civil Air Patrol.
And when is that again?
That's Tuesday, October 27th, 4 to 8 p.m.
All right, perfect.
Those are always popular events.
I bet.
So get that on your calendar. You got some birthdays there.
I do. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Gerald Martin. We'll be celebrating his birthday on October 15th. And over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruby Buss, who'll be celebrating her birthday on October 14th. Also, I had a lovely couple bring this in to us. John and Irene Knutson, they're inviting you to the open house at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon on October 24th from 1 to 4. In observance of John's 90th birthday and Irene's 88th birthday, and also together their 67th wedding anniversary, they do ask for no gifts, please. So you can go out and help them celebrate for John and Irene Knudsen's open house at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon on Highway 71. That's on October 24th from 1 to 4. And again, that's for John's 90th birthday, Irene's 88th birthday, and together their 67th wedding anniversary. And again, they ask for no gifts, please.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all you got for birthdays?
Yeah.
All right. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me. We don't have any babies to tell you about either. So I guess our job here is finished.
Done and done.
Yep. Well, what's the...
Until next time.
What my teacher used to say? A pie is done. You are finished. Don't know how she meant that.
Yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that is all the time we have, though, for you here this weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.